Shadow.
Welcome back to Broken Earth. Sorry about that fumbling start. Nuna was pressing buttons she shouldn't. Anyway, it's been a while, on and off. I think we've only been on once or twice in the past few months. Mainly due to health reasons. But I'll explain some more of that in a bit. We're going to be talking about health. I've got some news articles here. We'll be playing the meditation at the end of the show. We haven't played that for a while, so if you want to unwind, make sure you hang around. We'll just get straight into it. Please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show. Thank you.
Hi. Welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Happy Tuesday, everybody. You know, I forgot why we didn't really ever play that song. I love that song, but it's like one of those songs that you kind of sit back and sort of meditate to, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
I like it, though, but did you fall asleep?
Yeah.
Thought of something. Sorry about the mistake earlier. I was just pressing so many buttons.
Shadow. Evil.
We've been away. We've been away for a little while. We've had some personal things going on. But we're back. We're here now. The show's going to be a little shorter today just because we need to get acclimated back into it and make sure that I'm doing okay as far as being able to do a whole show. But other than that, we're going to try to just get back to it. You have some things that you wanted to talk about, huh?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's very important, so I'm going to go right into this first. We've both been having health problems, still got health problems going on, all kinds of things. But I was put on to, amongst all kinds of things, I was having problems with acid reflux or indigestion. And the doctors put me on something called omeprazole, or the American version is Prilosec. And I was having some, well, you see, past few months I was suffering from, for some reason I was feeling anxious, I was having panic attacks, I was really depressed, a lot of things were going on, and I thought to myself, why can't I get over this, what is it, I should be able to get past this by now. And what it was, when I first started taking this omeprazole months ago, I decided to look at the side effects on it. And it says rare side effects, extremely rare side effects. I was feeling, when I first started taking it, I was feeling very fatigued. And I phoned up the pharmacy who actually supplied it and the doctors, saying, you know, I'm feeling really tired. Is this a side effect? And they came to the conclusion that no, it wasn't. It's nothing to do with it. So I thought, fair enough. Continued taking it for months. And still no improvement. It was just, I was a little lower, the lowest of the low. I couldn't really get any lower than what I was. And I thought, what has changed over the past few months to make me feel like this? I mean, I was suffering from stress and things anyway, but I thought to myself, I should be able to push through this and get on with things. I thought I was better than this. I should be stronger than this. So I thought, well, I'll start having a look on the internet about this omeprazole. Anyway, I came across a website a few weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, called www.askapatient.com, and it's where people have rated medication. And they've got all kinds of things on there, so, you know, if you want to go search for something, it's askapatient.com. So I had a look at Prilosec, which is basically the same thing. And if you don't know what it is, it's an acid inhibitor. It stops your stomach from producing acid, and it becomes diluted. So it doesn't actually treat the problem. It doesn't actually stop acid reflux. It kind of just dilutes the acid and tries to stop the acid buildup. So I went into this website, and it was about 1,300 ratings for the Prilosec, and it gets a rating out of 5, and on here it's got 2.1, and I thought, well, that's low. So anyway, I got up to about 300 I whizzed through about 300 reviews, stopping to read, you know, majority of them, but skimming through others because it just got so much the same. And it's like, well, this is the same. And what pretty much out of that 300, probably about 98% gave it about 1 star out of 5, and they're all saying that they were getting extreme anxiety, extreme depression, dizziness, palpitations. Somebody saying here they get a numbness, tingling hands, all kinds of horrible things. But the main things, it's like somebody saying here, danger, the side effects are horrendous. I was getting toothache. I was getting ringing in my ears. Recently, I've got pins and needles in my hand. And basically, everybody's saying the same thing. Back pain was another. Neck stiffness.
It just goes on and on and on.
I know, yeah. It's just like... But they're like the majority of them. There's so many things. Loads of things. Fatigue. They get, most people like getting fatigue.
Can I say this? And I'm sorry to interrupt your thing there, but it's like, just imagine if you didn't have someone like me who's so awesome. I just wanted to say that. But just imagine, like, you were actually falling for the stuff they were telling you to do after that, because they were wanting to put you on other stuff because of that. So it's like you can see where there's people that get caught up in the medical system with prescriptions. You get one thing, and then you got something else. So they give you something to treat that, and then you're looking at somebody that has 10 different prescriptions for all kinds of stuff, and it's all because of one thing in the first place. When, I mean, I realize that there's some people who do need stuff, but, you know, the business of pharmaceuticals is to sell you, is to make you a customer. So if you had actually said, okay, I am depressed, treat my depression. Okay, I do have anxiety, treat my anxiety. Okay, I do have this, treat that. You would be sitting here within, over the next few months, with like 12 different things, all because of one thing that's affected you and it's twisted you up.
Let's finish my article there. No more needs to be said now. That's ruined it. You took all my...
Did I ruin it?
No, you didn't. okay. But yeah, no, you're right. Because what I was going to get on to was... I'll just continue with this bit here. Everybody was saying that basically the same thing. And they were going to the doctors and that and saying, you know, I think this Prilosec or Meprazole is causing this. And they just... dismiss it. They say, no, it's not that, because if they found out they did, they'd probably have a lawsuit on their hands. And like you were saying, it's all about making money, and they want people to come in to buy these pharmaceutical products, because there's a lot of money involved in the pharmaceutical world. And yeah, it's all about money. Shame. I know there are doctors out there who actually genuinely want to help your health, but like I said, a lot of it's about money. So I stopped taking it. I actually went to the doctors again, and I was actually gonna... they were actually thinking about prescribing me something else to help with the anxiety and that, and then they said they couldn't because of heart problems that I was having. And I got really angry about it. Anyway, I thought it was... that's when I realised, you know, what's changed in the past few months. So I stopped taking the Meprazole about 3 weeks ago. The next day, the first day I stopped taking it, I kind of almost straight away noticed that my mind wasn't so foggy. Because one of the problems was feeling so detached from everything. And... with me, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry, because of...
No, it wasn't you. I keep, you know, it's... I'm still okay. Still trying to get over this problem.
Right.
But so, I stopped taking about 3 weeks ago. I started noticing a change like the next day, but they were saying it can take up to a week or probably more for it to get out of your system, depending on how long you've been taking it. I was taking it for 3 months. Some people have been taking it to like 10 years, 15 years. But it's probably going to take me months to get back to normal, because what it does, because it's stopping the acid, it's stopping you absorbing nutrients from your food.
Right.
And specifically, it stops you absorbing calcium and magnesium and, I think, vitamin B12. Now, if you look at the symptoms of magnesium deficiencies, I'll tell you this. I wasn't just happy with it's causing this. I thought, well, why is it causing this? And it turns out it's because it's stopping magnesium, calcium and vitamin B12 getting into the system. I thought, well, too, I'll go and research the symptoms of a magnesium deficiency. And it's listing all these things, anxiety, depression, seizures, nausea, vomiting, muscle cramps. I'm having muscle spasms. It's still going on. I can't seem to get rid of them yet. I've got a head tick. I've got this uncontrollable tick in my head.
I'll stop. You know I'm just tripping.
And this, you know, the same, basically the symptoms that people get from omeprazole, I think, is probably caused by the deficiencies. And I think calcium is a similar thing as well in its deficiencies. But deficiencies can take up to a month to get your levels back to normal. So it's going to take a week or two for the omeprazole probably or Prilosec to completely get out of your system. And then you've got to build up your levels again. So, you know, you're probably looking a couple of months at least to get back to normal. But the people who's been taking it for years and years and years, it's probably going to take a long time. It might be even irreversible damage. Not only that, but I've been getting butterflies in my stomach that wouldn't go away. It was horrible. I'm still getting them now. And what happens is your stomach becomes frustrated because it can't produce acid. So it keeps building up tissue in your stomach, more and more tissue, because, you know, it thinks it's going to... keeps building up its tissue so it can produce more acid, but there's no acid, so it keeps building tissue, more and more tissue. And if you stop taking it, then the acid comes back, but it comes back even worse than when you were first on it, because there's more stomach tissue there and more acid being produced than in the first place. So I'm having to go through this stage now where my stomach's producing even more stomach acid. I'm getting even worse symptoms than I started off with, but I'd rather live with that than the symptoms of anxiety and depression and all these other things that's listed. The other thing as well that I noticed was I was having a sensitive esophagus. And I think it was down to, because the acid wasn't there, my esophagus just, you know, became softer and, you know, more sensitive because there was no stomach acid going on around there. So every time I'd have a hot drink, eat something hot, it would bother me for a couple of days because it felt like I'd burnt it. Or if I had cold water, it felt like I'd been eating ice cream. It just felt cold all the time, like I got a chill on it and that. So I think that's pretty much... I mean, I'm still trying to deal with the symptoms at the moment. You know, I'm just glad that I've found out that this is most likely the cause of why it's been dragging on for so long. Don't get me wrong, I did have these problems, but some problems to begin with, and this has just exacerbated and emphasized the problems and given me even more problems. So I hopefully people who are listening to this who are taking it or have taken it is shedding some light on it. And I want you to do, I'm not saying stop taking it right now, because I'm worried about the effects if you suddenly stop taking it. I did that, and that's part of the problem why I feel so bad, because I just went cold turkey on it. I think you're supposed to start reducing the dosage. So I advise you to investigate that. On the other hand, what I have been doing is taking like Rennie's. I don't know whether you have Rennie's in America, stomach settling things. Rennie, I've been taking Rennie and Gaviscon when I really need to because of stomach acid. But something I advise, which I've been doing, which seems to work, because a lot of people suffer from acid reflux when they're lying down at night time. It gets even worse. Sometimes it's from a faulty stomach valve and ends up burning you through the night, your esophagus, and people cough a lot. People who tend to cough a lot, it could be down to the acid reflux. So what I've been doing, I've been eating a red apple. I heard somewhere, if you eat a red apple in the evening or before bed, that it reduces symptoms. And to be fair, I haven't been woken up by acid reflux the nights that I've eaten the red apple. So it might be worth doing that. And in the long term, it might be worth looking at the things that affect acid reflux in your diet. But first of all, it's really important checking out the prilosec and omeprazole side effects on askapatient.com, because it's very important, and I believe that it could easily drive people to suicide because of the effects are that bad. So,
yeah. Remember, an apple, a piece of garlic, and yogurt every morning.
Rectally.
Should be awesome. The whole apple, not just pieces of it.
Suppository.
And the whole piece of garlic, I mean the whole garlic clove, not just like a little piece.
Yeah, just jam it all in there. It'd be a lawsuit on our hands. It was like, yeah, we've got a lawsuit on our hands here because these two people told people to shove apples at their bum holes and garlic. And it didn't actually cause acid reflux, so, you know, we're selling a false product here.
Let's take a little break. And
somebody's been waiting.
Yeah, there's a couple of people that got tired of waiting, and there's somebody that's waiting. When we do come back from the break, we're going to be talking to the caller at 737. So we'll
right,
see.
I'll play this tune.
He's probably going to play something that's very, very scary, so don't be scared.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do this.
Like this, I'ma drink this hand, I'ma keep this grin. But if you're looking in it closely, I'm trying to contain this beast within. I know some of y'all already knowing that I got a lot of cheese to spin, but that don't change the fact I go insane, I got a heap of sins. Please begin. I saw the glitz in all of this when I was just shit tall, and I pictured y'all in a wall to wall, but they all said I was tough. But the people started calling us, and I'm falling tough, and they're calling rough, and I never thought of stuff was solid enough. The problem is, now I got them here, telling all these kids I'm the card, and they pumping up the volume and listening hard when I get my heart is voided. When I'm thinking I'm a boss in the bins, but I'm lost, and I figure that I'm off in the lid, but they pick the cause when it is dark at the crib. Some say that if I tell them to hate, my people are at the gate, ready for selling your faith, that is up for debate, cause when I make my music ain't no evil for Mr. Yates, calling me a cult leader, I don't really know what I'm off for sure, hate the wickedness coming from Monroe, be a looking blow me, but the folks will associate us, at the bottom with the devil, look around and there be no Nina, they say I lead them to evil, like I was Jimmy Jones and feeding the people, not bleeding the steeple, the reason they season me, ain't no decrease in my ego, my powers for good, I think, would I shrink, if somebody took away how good I ink, but that would never happen, I'm making it with the rapping, but they want me to collapse, and when the could I sink,
what I'm looking for, maybe I should drink just a little more. I'm fighting for a reason, feel like the author of confusion. Hear me, my right and wrong, stop questioning my life, and confusion seems to be my alibi. I'm feeling like I don't belong, feel like I'm telling you to do wrong. Hear me.
She, gonna make them hate me, cause I was around to kick it and make them babies, and now that I made it, gotta escape them daily, and that's crazy, cause all I'm doing is making the industry pay me, I'm gonna show my face, feeling everything's great, that I showed them we ate, and I'm out of that state, she said I'm a good provider, but daddy of the year, man, I'm out of that rage, how I compensate for the losses they get often days, that's too personal, we'll stop the tape.
I hope I find what I'm looking for. Maybe I should drink just a little more. I'm fighting for a reason. Feel like the author of confusion. Hear me. My right and wrong. Stop questioning my life. And confusion seems to be my alibi.
seeing things, we them kings. Like it or not, we running this. Got a lot of hype cause I'm on the spit and I come to grip. On the fifth, you gotta know text, never gonna miss. I know I might be a little psyche, but it's nightly and brightly inside of me, making me a little frightening. Ripping it with the writing, I bring hella life and reciting. When it's all said and done, I'm sickened and heaven calls this a damned reverend.
All six is and seven.
I hope I find what I'm looking for. Maybe I should drink just a little more. I'm fighting what I'm losing. Feel like the author of confusion. Hear me. My right and wrong. Stop questioning my life. And confusion seems to be my alibi. I'm feeling like I don't belong. Feel like I'm telling you to do wrong. Hear me.
Welcome back, y'all. Are we going to take this caller? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Now, we've got to make sure, you know, with every caller, they've got to share their darkest secrets with us. And if they don't, they get banned for the show for life. So, you know, just be prepared.
Hi, caller at 737. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. How are you doing today?
Hi there. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
All right, thanks. Being good.
Good.
Good. Could we have your name or whatever you'd like for us to call you?
My name is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Well, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Well, I have stress going on in my life, too, and my roommate is applying for jobs and will most likely be moving, which would mean that I would have to move. I'd like to know what you would get. I'm looking for a job too, and I'm okay with moving. I need to move, but it's kind of, I'm just, you know, the being forced to move is not where you kind of want to be. So, just wanting to know what you get on him moving and me moving and anything about that.
Okay. Let's try to keep this simple. We always try to keep it really, really, really simple, okay?
Simple.
Yeah, we don't want anything overcomplicated. A complicated answer is never good, is it?
Okay.
Hold on just a moment, Nancy.
Okay.
The answer is yes. There you go.
Purple.
Yeah.
The answer is purple. Okay. I have not used these cards. I'm using cards with you right now, and the cards that I'm using, I have not used these in probably 2 years. Oh, my goodness, they're tough. Okay, here we go. You've hit the journey. Your roommate actually looks like, oh, boy. Hold on just a moment. Are you guys supposed to be moving out, like, over the next couple of weeks or, like, the next week?
We haven't heard anything yet about his job or my job, so we're kind of on hold.
Okay. Well, there's movement. As far as you guys being kind of, like, going in two different directions, I've got a stage of three. So basically, we're looking at probably over the next 3 weeks. I was hoping it wasn't like a week and a few days, you know what I mean? But since you haven't, you're kind of like in the dark about it. Basically, hold on just a second. There's a lot of stuff that's happening all within the same time frame. Like there's a job coming his way. It actually looks like there's also a job coming your way, like a few days later. And then a little while after that, you'll kind of know what direction that you guys are going to be going in as far as, like, you know, moving. But moving, like actually moving, looks like it's something that's happening in three steps. Now, because this looks like it's a broken promise or a broken contract, is this actually like you guys, I mean, are you breaking your lease?
No, but it's interesting what you just said, because he applied for a job we really thought he was supposed to get. And so we were wondering, too, maybe this person decided not to take the job and then he would get it. And then he
right.
would end up be moving quickly. I'm all packed and ready to go if
okay.
if I get a place to go. So we're good with this. We just
okay.
He just found out that he didn't get that particular job, which he thought he would, and I haven't heard back about a job that I have out there. So yeah, we're just in limbo.
Yeah. Well, all of this, everything is like going on, like this week that you're in right now. And next week,
okay.
it's all happening, like the job stuff is happening within that time period. And literally, it's like days within each other when you find out he's got his thing, you've got your thing, and then you know what direction you guys will be splitting off in. So basically,
right.
You know, the end of the month, because this whole month, even though there's only like, get my calendar up. There's only, like, basically, like, 9 days left to it, 9, 10 days left to it. It's still being defined
yeah.
as success. So, you know, you everything is going to come together within this week and the next. And as far
okay.
as you guys moving, the split-off happens after that. That's why I'm saying it could be, like, 3 weeks, that sort of thing. But that's where your split-off with each other comes. So here you go. But it's going to be all right.
Okay.
It really, no, seriously, it's going to be okay. But one of the things that I want you to remember, and this is just a little cheat sheet for the things that are about to come, you're actually starting a cycle that's actually called the traveler. So there's something about your life, the job you're doing, something that where you'll be a little transient. You'll be, you know, but it's a positive transient, because you're actually going into a cycle next summer that is about career success. So, you know, right now, even though it's any change, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's going to freak you out. Just let yourself kind of float a bit for right now, because remember, people that travel, people that move, people that are transient need to be able to float. So just try to
oh,
be
yeah.
minimal. Try to be minimal when it comes to the stuff that you have, and you'll actually starting a cycle that starts next summer, which is really about you being able to plant some roots, and you know wherever you'll be there for a while, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a gypsy. I've been to 10 different apartments the last 10 years, and I don't have much. I just pretty much go with what's in my car.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
So then is the job that he didn't get, is that going to come be available for him then?
What is the job that he's trying to get?
It's a faculty position at a college.
It's a school position?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that it's that position, to be honest with you. But there's some, I mean, just, I'm not, I mean, I'm actually hearing that it's still within what he does, but it's not that.
Okay.
So something else that he's kind of got tossed out there.
Okay.
Is going to come forward.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
But I do, I mean, I actually do think that he's somebody that you'll know. You know what I mean? I believe you'll know him. That he's, you know, not gone from your life. You guys are just shifting.
Oh well, he's my ex-husband, so.
Yeah. So yeah, you'll know him. Yeah, you guys will know each other.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet you, dear, and thanks for hanging on there. Okay. And
well,
we'll talk to you soon. And thanks for listening
and
everything.
And
yeah,
I send you. I was just going to send you both hugs and good health to both of you.
Thank
you very much.
Very much.
Thank
we
you.
Need it.
Okay, bye-bye.
But make sure you hang on. In about 15 past the hour, we're going to be playing the meditative relaxation. Hopefully that'll get rid of some of that stress of yours you got going on. Okay.
Oh, that sounds good. I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks
very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, a lot of people in the queue.
Yeah, we've got a couple of people in the queue calling back in. The next person we're going to talk to is at 252, so just hold tight. And we see you too, Mary Lou, and we also see 832.
Mary Lou
kind
who?
Of great. Mary Lou when?
No, I really nearly got run over the other day. Yesterday morning on the way to work. What?
Tell everybody about it. That is crazy.
Well, I was walking down the path, and there was like a bin wagon, you know, like a garbage truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like coming towards me, and I was like, seems to be driving in a strange pattern, and then it like swerved towards the path, and I was like, what the hell is he doing? And then I realized as it came up the windscreen, you know, because there was reflections on the windscreen, it came into the shadow of the building, and I realized there was nobody in the truck. And this guy comes running. He forgot to put the handbrake on, and it was, like, plowing towards me. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, I just thought maybe he had to do the pickup by himself that day, so he figured he'd just let it roll while he ran and got things and jumped in.
Yeah. So we fortunately managed to dive in. You know, it was on the path at this point, and pull the handbrake on, so that was pretty cool. So, a businessman was horrified when he found a huge venomous spider in a bottle of Tesco Finest white wine. Peter Berry, 66, said the 2-inch-long arachnid was spotted floating in the wine as a guest picked up the bottle from an ice bucket during a party. He bought the $7.99 bottle of Vin de Pays d'Oc Grenache Marsan from his mother and mother-in-law's joint 90th birthday celebrations. Mr. Berry of Westbury-on-Trent, Bristol, said, "It's disgusting. You expect to find a spider in your bathroom, not in a bottle of wine. Ugh. Spider in his bathroom. He needs to clean it more. We were having a great time at the party until my niece found it. Like most people, she's scared of spiders, and it made her feel quite freaked out. We're just thankful that she noticed it before someone poured the contents into the glass and swallowed it without realizing." It goes on. He identified the spider as Arianus, a spider found throughout Europe. Thankfully, it is not dangerous, although it does have venom and is known to bite humans.
Arianus,
yeah. So, you know, that's pretty cool. You see floating around in the bottle of wine there. But, you know, maybe they put it into, like, somebody, like, you know, they put, you know, get the worm in tequila. Why not put a spider in there?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I wonder what all that liquor and that venom would do to somebody if they ate it.
It'd go crazy. Probably like drinking snake's blood. But you know that on Firebox, you need to check out Firebox. It's got awesome weird gifts on there, but you can buy vodka with a scorpion in it, or you can buy a vodka with an earthworm in it. It's funny, on the ingredients they put like 40% vodka, you know, sealed bottle, one high quality worm. It's like, how do they judge a high quality worm from a not so good quality worm?
Well, maybe they raised it in a worm farm.
They did what to it?
Raised it in a worm farm.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I think you said, well, never mind.
I cannot imagine what you thought I said, and I don't want to know.
So did you want to take the next call, or?
Yeah, let's take another caller. 252, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I just like to know. Hello. I'm getting a little traveling bug, and I'm wondering, did you see me start taking like long distance trips soon?
Oh,
like,
that's
being
exciting.
Able to do that. Yes.
Let me see what's going on with you, Miss Keisha.
All right. Or whatever you pick up.
Well, she picked up the cards. That's a
okay.
start. Shuffle those cards.
Okay. Oh my goodness, this is nice. Hold on. Okay. This is cool. Okay, let's talk about something. This is the first time I think we're talking. And one of the things that I see for people is their life cycles. Now, cycles are important because cycles not only help us understand why certain things are happening, but they also help us kind of do the math on when things will be happening, so to speak. Now, you're actually in a cycle that's about money. It's not money that's necessarily money that's owed to you. You're actually in a cycle that's about prize money, money that you might get that you won't get the same way again, that sort of thing. Now, it actually does, it actually looks like you're going to be taking a trip in September, and it actually looks like that, now, I know that me telling you this is probably taking away some of the kismet behind it, but, I mean, of course, maybe we're supposed to be talking, right? But wherever you go, it looks like you're going somewhere where you're actually going to be receiving money. So, like, let's say that you decide to travel to some place that has a casino or some place that just maybe does have, you know, slots or just whatever. It actually looks like you would be winning money. But like I said, it looks like it's in September. It shows up in the third step of September, which is basically, hold on a moment, let me see what that is. So you just keep doing whatever you're doing and see whatever you put together. The third week of September is around the 15th. So during that time period there, like it looks like you're, you know, going someplace and winning a little bit of money and having some fun. It also looks like you're going to be really cute when you go because there's someone that you're meeting there and you're just going to have like a weekend or whatever fun. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So this looks like this is an awesome little trip, and it looks like it's something that you may decide that you want to kind of do annually or occasionally. But remember, this trip not only offers you fun and excitement, but a little romance and also some money. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Exciting times.
Well, I'm looking out for this trip. I haven't planned nothing. So
look around, you know, with you thinking about like how you'd like to get into traveling, just look at, you know, what it might be to go to Memphis and see what it's like in Mississippi where they do have riverboats, or Illinois, or in New Jersey or Vegas, or just New Orleans, places that they do have this sort of stuff, and it's not expensive to go.
Yeah. Well, all right. All right. Got you.
I know you're thinking about big travel, like you'd like to go to Paris or you'd like to go. I know that that's what you're really thinking about. But the thing is that it still looks like the bug that you have to go is still going to get you traveling, and you know you can still go. Paris is not, honestly, it's believe it or not, it's not really as expensive as some people may think it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. You know, you fly with someplace like, I can't remember, you got to forgive me, I can't remember a lot of names of places at the moment, but there's still like Delta Airlines has some, like a French subsidiary, and it's not that expensive, you know what I mean? So just check it out, because I know that you want to make a big trip, but the whole point it looks like you're taking a little trip, and that little trip, because it looks like you went a little something, is what's going to help you take a bigger trip. That's the point.
Okay.
That's the whole point.
Okay.
So, yeah,
right.
So do some small things just so that you're not feeling like you're just sitting around waiting for something, and you'll see how the small things get you to bigger things. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boy.
Tell us another story, Dad.
Well, you tell me about this. Because I was away last week in the deepest, darkest places of Wales, in the middle of nowhere. I've actually got, because I've got the Cheshire Paranormal Group that I've set up now. I've got about 25 hours of footage to go through. So I'm in the cottage, middle of nowhere. So I've got a load of footage to go through to see if there's anything paranormal caught on it. It's just one of those things where you can't really fast forward through it. You've got to sit through 25 hours of like staring in the corner of a room. So I've got to go through that. But we met some people there, farmer, who it was near the Cadair Idris Mountains. And we're going to stay in touch. They're actually going to start making some wine due to inspiration from me, from myself. I've actually got my new batch of wine made from actually Cadair Idris rhubarb, which they grew at the foot of the mountain. Got that at the moment. It's actually, the demijohn's all full up and it's actually starting to dribble out for some reason. I haven't had that before, but so anyway, I just came out and asked them. I said, you know, are you interested in the paranormal? And we had like, she was there for like 4 or 5 hours and we were just talking about, she used to work in a morgue. And she was telling us about trying to reconstruct people, you know, from gauze and stuff like that. And, you know, some of it was crazy, but insightful and interesting. But we just talked for ages. Anyway, she said they were on the way back from somewhere. From Chester, sorry, actually. They're near Landegler Moorland. It's like an open moorland. We actually came back through it on the way back, and there was just loads of fog and stuff. It looked really eerie. It was just like a place where you'd expect to see a werewolf or something. But anyway, they said they were coming back from Chester, and it was must have been late at night or early in the morning. And they noticed some lights in the sky. And, the car cut out. I said, what do you mean, the electrics? Because I said, you know, usually people find that radio goes a bit haywire and then everything just cuts out. And she said, yeah, that's what was going on. And I said, did you happen to have any missing time at all? And she said, well, I don't know. I'll have to ask my husband anyway. She went away, and the next day she said that they had 2 hours of missing time. Which was interesting. It really got her thinking because, you know, I asked the question, and it was confirmed by her husband saying, yeah, there was 2 hours. Strange, there was 2 hours missing. And so I said, well, that sounds like a classic alien abduction to me. But the interesting thing is that she didn't tell me. I asked her, and I had to go and ask somebody to confirm whether that was the case. So we're going to keep in touch. She's going to tell me about any strange stuff that's going on. We just didn't have enough time, you know, to talk about everything. Like, it was like 5 hours, and we barely scraped into a section of the paranormal world or stories. I mean, I've got so many stories, and I barely got out like 2 of my paranormal stories, and we were there talking for like 5 hours. So it was it's interesting. Nothing specifically paranormal happened that I'm aware of yet, apart from one night something, a voice was talking to me, woke me up, and it carried on talking even though I was awake, saying, don't turn around, there's something in the room, whatever you do, don't turn around. And I was just frozen with fear. I was like, oh god, what the hell is it? And it went, it's okay, alright, it's going, it's gone now, it's okay, you can turn around. And I was like, what the hell? Because, like I said, if you normally get a voice in your dream or something, it can wake you up, and the voice stops. But I woke up, and the voice was still going on. I don't know who it was, but it was a male voice. But talking about, you know, you know, I have this problem where I feel tired all the time. You know, there's a lot of times where I just feel drained. And I kind of came to the conclusion it could possibly be sleep apnea because I snore a lot. And I know what's interesting. Whenever ever I've asked you with regard into why I've been feeling crappy, you've come up with the reading that it's something you've got two of. That's the problem. And I never thought about it before, but I wonder whether it's been my lungs because sleep apnea affects your breathing. So anyway, I've got a mouth guard coming. So if you snore a lot and you feel tired all the time, it could be possible you might have sleep apnea. So I'm getting to get this mouth guard.
I don't snore at all.
Do you know it can cause anxiety attacks in your sleep?
Yep.
Maybe you should get a mouth guard as well.
Are you implying something?
Yeah, that I want to help you with your night's sleep.
Are you implying that I'm snoring?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's enough. Okay, so let's listen to a song.
And then, hold on a minute. Somebody sent me message here.
What's the message?
Somebody wants to read it. It's like it's Jules. I haven't been keeping my eye on the chat room. But we'll get around to her question soon because people has been in the queue for a while. So we'll listen to a song, take a call, and hopefully we'll get around to answering Jules 33's question.
You like it to
She wrote the question in the main chat. It's all right. It's confusing because I'm Psychic Nunu in the chat room. She's Big Bad Bill, Broken Earth Radio Show. So it's all mixed up. I just haven't been looking in the chat room because it's on a separate window. Usually it's in the same window, but things have been mixed up. Yeah, sorry, I'm confused. We're all confused together. It's all right. Okay, let's play a song and stop the confusion. This song is called Confusion. Wait a minute, I've chosen a song. Don't you play a song? Have you chosen a song?
You chose a song. I chose a song, and now I get to choose a song. I know that didn't sound right.
Okay,
but
let's go, because we've got like 20 minutes.
We what?
Got like 20 minutes.
Oh, okay, my bad. All
right. That's right.
We'll be right
back. I'm not rushing you, but hurry up.
You just told me.
Thank you.
Oh, that makes me so sad. I shouldn't have played that song.
Oh, look.
You're back. Huh?
It's okay, nothing. Continue.
If anybody remembers the TV show Lost, of course, how could you forget Lost? That was the song that was Sun and Jin's song, their love song, or the song that they would play when they would show, you know, things that happened with them.
Well, you know why it was called Lost? Because that's how everybody felt at the end of it all. What happened now? Writer's strike? What the hell? Scraping at the bottom of the barrel. Like Heroes.
Heroes, nothing happened in the end. They just stopped showing it.
But Heroes, I watched the first series, and I was like, this first season, and I was obsessed with it. I couldn't wait for like the next week to come around so I could watch it again. The second season came around, and I was just like, oh.
Yeah, they just totally lost you. Yeah,
like Lost. And it just,
oh, God. Well, I figured that at least Heroes would still keep going. But, yeah, they just said forget it. It had so many promises, too. All kinds of things that you thought that Hero would be doing.
Hero.
And all that stuff. And, yeah, it was good. Well, let's take the call with Mary Lou. Mary Lou, it's Nunu and Dale. How can we help you?
Hi. Yeah, I love listening to you guys. Thank you for having the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're greatly appreciated. How's
that? It's 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock. I think it might be 3 o'clock.
And I have a talking computer.
But thank you for that. It's been a while.
Okay, so if you want me to ask a question, my questions always revolve around work and love.
Yeah.
I'm working on trying to shift there.
Still trying to make some shifts.
Mm-hmm. Working hard.
Hold on just a moment. Let me see what's going on with you. You're a photographer?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, yeah. It's not 3 at all. Sorry, go on.
Hold on. Here we go. There's something that it kind of seems is coming your way. It seems like it's not very big. That when I say big, I'm talking about like as far as like a big project. It's something that seems like it might be kind of simple for you. So when we get you midway through cycle, which is basically around like January time, February time, this is where all your money cards start showing up. When I say that to you, because there's even like material, I mean, you've got some really good money cards showing up, but everything looks like it really starts happening at that point. How does that make sense to you?
I'm writing proposals, marketing. So.
Okay. So right now you're really pushing. And
yeah.
Now remember, there's going to be something that comes up basically, because right now you're in a period that's basically being called like a balancing. And so I guess that makes sense. You know, you're trying to balance some things. Next month there is like there's going to be, like I said, there's going to be something that's happening with you, it just seems like it's one quick project. And then, like I said, when we get you closer to like, when you're in the winter time, there's tons of stuff coming your way, and it even looks like you're supposed to be going somewhere for something. Like there's a project that's going to have you going somewhere else. So keep doing it. And also there are, it looks like, hold on a moment, one, two, three, four, like there's four or five, six, hold on, there's a handful more, maybe 10, 11 different places that you're going to be sending information out to. And to be honest with you, quite a few of them do respond, but like I said, it seems like everything starts coming up a little bit later. Hopefully it'll be a little bit sooner than that. But because you're in a cycle that is that actually is about financial prosperity, like financial success, so it's money from your work, and because it's upside down, it's not saying it's not happening. It's saying that it's midway, and it's also saying that this is something that you still have to make happen. That's why, you know, all the stuff that you're, you know, out there planning and all that, it's got to grow. You know what I mean? So let's see what happens. But have you been really digging in deep since like May?
Digging what?
Have you been digging in deep into what you're doing currently, like with writing these proposals since May?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's positive? Let me tell you something. If you think about the full moon for May was the full moon that will replant things. The harvest moon is in September. So let's see what starts happening with you around October. I was saying January, but I really want to know what you start hearing around October. It's just January is where I start seeing your money cards. Okay. We'll see how that makes sense. Okay.
And love
now,
life?
As far as your love life, what's been going on with you?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Sudden answer. Nothing.
A word.
Oh, no, just with your love life, I'm just, you know, the reason I'm asking you that is because I'm really hitting, like, I feel like I'm standing and looking at a wall, and I need to turn around, and I need to walk away, and I need to just, it's like, I feel like I'm waiting. That wall's actually a door. It's like I'm camping out in front of a door and I'm waiting for it to open. So it seems like there's someone that you're waiting on, or there's someone that you're kind of holding out for. Maybe not really waiting and holding your breath, but there's someone that you really, really do want to deal with, and that door is just not opening.
Right.
So we need to walk away from that, and we need to start doing something different. I want to leave you with that, Mary Lou. Because that could go on forever. So let's just kind of start focusing on doing some different things, just different things, period. I don't have a negative feel about the door you're waiting on. I just have a frustrated, maybe it is a little negative. It's not like, I don't want to feel hopeless and forlorn. I just feel like it's just time to let that just sort of be where it is and try to do something different now. I hope that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Okay, sweetie. Well, thanks for listening, like always, and thanks for saying such nice things, because we really have been having a tough couple of months. But, you know,
well,
we're
I'll,
here,
I'll
right?
I'll send you all some light when I get off the phone then.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And it's 7 minutes past three.
It is. You're very good.
Thank you.
Well, he's missing his calling as a clock.
Yes, that's all I'm good at. A time at 3 o'clock will be 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. A door is ajar.
My computer
or that guy.
What can I say?
All right. Thanks a whole lot, dear. You hang in there.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Hello, Mary Lou. goodbye, heart. The fair death. Leave you. What are you laughing at, my song?
I've been laughing at you all day.
So, now somebody has to, we need to play the meditative relaxation for people to chillax, which I created. That's right, me. But before I do, we've got somebody else. We've got, now Jules wants a question answering, doesn't she? Doesn't she?
What now? I'm sorry.
Jules wanted a question answering. Jules, okay, 33.
What's her question?
The question was something about the divorce, but I've lost it on... Oh, God. Oh, Lordy.
Did you want to know when your divorce will be final?
Oh, there we are. How do you see my divorce going for me?
Let's kind of keep it simple and just kind of see when it'll be final. My head's starting to hurt.
Okay.
Okay. All right. It looks like it's going to be a long one. If my timing is right, and I really hope it's not, in this, seriously, it looks like it might be, and I really hope this is not correct, sweetheart, and I'm just putting that out on the table to you, but it really does look like you guys are having some problems, like you just cannot come to a meeting of minds. But you do finally look like you are divorced. But it really does seem like it's something that may not be done until sometime next year. And it really looks like it may not be, like, until fall of next year. And I hope that that's not true. But that's what I'm – that's honestly what I'm saying in my timing. So we'll see what happens.
Unfortunately, these things can take a long time.
Yeah, they can.
It's unfortunately, it's got to be an agreement between both of them. I mean, you know, my sisters took a long time because the other person was being a right dick about it, you know. But hopefully, that won't be the case with you. And
yeah.
Well, we hope that it goes smoothly as possible. Excuse me.
Yeah, it seems like it's all about, being head-to-head.
That's it. They've got things. Cooperation from both sides to make these things happen. Otherwise, they can drag on, can't they? But,
yeah.
You know, if they both want it, then it shouldn't be too difficult. But let's hope things go smoothly. And let's hope your psychic reading's wrong.
or at least with knowing that, with knowing how it could go, maybe there's just some... some sort of mediation or just some agreement that, you know, could be come to a lot more quickly so that things can change.
Now, before we get on to the meditation, which will begin in a few minutes, so you might want to put some headphones on and make yourself comfortable.
Earplugs.
If you're driving and operating machinery, do not listen to this next portion of the tape. But before I begin on that... This is ludicrous. Dozens of elderly Chinese people have been killing themselves to avoid a looming ban on burials. Can you read that out again? Dozens of elderly Chinese people have been killing themselves to avoid a looming ban on burials. The elderly suicides want to make sure their deaths are registered before June the 1st, it's already been and gone, deadline, after which Anhui province authorities will close all cemeteries. Anyone who dies after that date will have to be cremated because authorities say cemeteries are taking up too much space. In order to drive the message home, council officials have been visiting funeral parlors and smashing up coffins. The move has only hastened the rate of suicide as elderly people rush to guarantee one of the few remaining. It's just ludicrous. Not
I
only just
cremated,
banning the burials, but only like killing yourself to make sure you can get buried. I mean,
yeah, I know, but I mean, you know what? We can't get frustrated about it. As long as there's people, there's going to be people putting themselves upon them in some way that's just so crazy. But you know what? I want to be cremated. I know that's not the topic, but there you go.
By the way, they're going to be banning food soon, so you better, like, cut your teeth out.
Wow.
Now, we've got the meditation coming up in a moment. I have got another one in the pipeline, and I was trying to record some sound effects for it of a nice walk through the... Thank you, Jules, as well. She's gone. There she is. Anyway, nice walk through the countryside, opening the gate and going into the cottage is supposed to be part of the theme of my new meditation relaxation thing, but unfortunately there's that many sheep around there. Unless people feel relaxed by the sound of sheep, it might not go very well. But I'm going to work on it. I tell you what, sheep don't relax me. They get me riled up.
Oh, that's enough.
Okay. Well, we're coming to the end of the show here. We're going to end by playing the relaxation. Listen to it because it is pretty awesome. I know because I made it. So, you know, Nunu, spin that stuff.
I don't even remember what it is.
Okay, don't you worry. Sheep are very stupid creatures. Well, yeah, I suppose you're right. They weren't really
doing
a lot. They were just...
We need to play this because the stream is almost over with.
But they do have pretty lips.
Okay, everybody. It's time to relax.
Bye.
Welcome to the first installment of Transcending Videos. You may now slow down your day for a few moments and enter into deep meditative relaxation with healer Bill Doyle.
Hello and welcome to this relaxation technique that you can use anytime you like, whether it's to unwind after work, whether to get rid of stress, or whether you need a little something to help you get to sleep at night. Hopefully this relaxation technique will help you do that. In the next few minutes, you'll be going into relaxation. And anytime you need to awaken, you'll be able to. If you need to be alert, you can do. Make sure you're not doing anything that requires your attention. And you can do this safely and comfortably. Now, first of all, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable. Whether it's sitting in a chair or lying down, just give you a moment to get into a comfortable position, ready for this relaxation. While you're doing this, I want you to try and clear your mind. Just think about something that makes you happy as we prepare ourselves for this relaxing journey. Now make sure that you're comfortable. And when you start to concentrate on your breathing, breathe it in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. the next breath, and wait to hold it for a second or two before you release it. So breathing in through your nose, hold it, and release. Now while this is happening, I want you to imagine a pendulum swinging back and to, as the seconds tick by, swinging freely, rhythmically. When I count down in a few moments, with every number that goes by, you'll feel doubly relaxed, like a wave of relaxation coming over all of your body. With every number that goes down, pendulum starts to swing slower and slower. So take a deep breath. Count with me in your mind. 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51. 50, 49, 48, 47, 46. That's it, just relax. Pendulum slowing down. 45, 44, 43. to your hands, muscles relaxing. You feel more at ease and at peace right through to your core. Feel it around the back of your neck, rising up over the top of your head, down over your face, reassuring you, letting you completely relax. That's it. Just surrender to this wonderful feeling. Let my voice soothe your mind and your thoughts. Your mind has slowed down. And during this time, during relaxation and trance-like states, our body goes into repair, healing us spiritually and physically. Now I want you to imagine you're lying on your own private island, on your own private beach. You can hear the sound of the waves coming up the shore, back and to slowly, like the breath of the ocean, rhythmic and soothing. You're breathing. You feel the warm sand beneath you, molded to the shape of your body. A cool breeze brushes your skin. You may hear the sound of the birds in the distance, the slight rustling of the leaves as the wind caresses them. It's just you on this beach. You can imagine you've been here for as long as you want, days or weeks. You've had all this time to relax, to recharge. The sun is high in the sky, and I want you to associate that sun with things that you love and things that make you really happy. Feel the sun shining down on you with all these things that make you feel great, make you feel good about yourself. Notice how bright it is here, how positive it is, and feel this positivity filling you, filling every cell, recharging your batteries, making you feel loved. Feel yourself sending out positive energy as well to the world around you. Energy from the sun. You can have as much as you want, filling you with confidence, happiness, willpower, and determination to reach your goals. Just relax. It's very peaceful here. Feel that energy in your body flowing naturally and comfortably. You feel your mind organizing, priorities are put in order. You realize in areas in your life where you can make positive changes, things have been put off will now be done. With a different attitude and as positively as possible. You feel that tingling sensation from head to toe. Your aura is balancing out, your emotions are balanced, and your mind is balanced. Just feel that cool breeze on you. And in a few moments, you are going to awake from this beautiful relaxation. And when you do, everything will seem so much more positive. Everything around you will seem brighter and happier. You'll have a newfound sense of confidence, love, and willpower. And when I count down from 10 in a few moments, you'll feel yourself gradually becoming more awake and more alert. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, feel yourself becoming more alert, you may want to stretch, 3, 2, 1.